For the past 3 weeks, Andy has been desperately trying to find Madam Queen. No, it isn't that the love bug has bitten him again. It's just that he needs her to sign a paper so that he can get $600 out of a joint account in a recently reorganized investment company. Right now, George Kingfish Stevens is at Henry Van Porter's office telling Henry of the situation up to now.
Oh, I tell you, Henry, a woman the size of Madam Queen just can't drop out of sight.
Yes, it certainly is strange.
Yeah, just like losing a bass drum in a telephone booth. You can't do that.
Well, I was hoping that he would have found her and had the money by now. There's no way of him getting it without her signature, huh?
Yeah, you see, like I told you, when Henry was figuring on marrying Madam Queen, he put this money in a joint investment. The company went defunct.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but at the moment, they is undefunct again. And they is willing to pay Andy the $600.
Yes, if he can only find Madam Queen.
Yeah, and he ain't got all the time in the world neither. After all, this investment company could go defunct again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you got money with companies like that, you got to get it out between funks. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, Henry, up to now, I've been trying to find Madam Queen before Andy did. And then I was going to charge Andy a percentage to tell him where she is.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to have to change my tic-tacs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can't cooperate with Andy in the search. Then when Andy gets the money, we can get him to invest it in a deal with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Henry, I has done got to feel like a brother to that $600.
Listen, Amos, I ain't never been so undisregarded as this in my life. I can't find Madam Queen no place.
Yeah, you ain't got no clues or nothing, is you, Andy?
That's right. I done started out nowhere and been losing ground ever since.
Yeah, well, Andy, ain't there some way that you can get this $600 without Madam Queen's signature?
Well, the trouble is, Amos, it's what they calls a joint account. And there ain't no way that I can see to unjoint it.
Hey, it's your money, though. There ought to be some way to get it.
Well, I tell you, what I was thinking of doing was signing Madam Queen's signature myself.
Oh, Andy, you can't do that. That's forgery. They can put you in jail. Gabby Gibson told you that last week. That's against the law.
Did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to go against the law. No, sir. Maybe I can get Lightning to do it.
Oh, Andy, you done advertised in the paper for Madam Queen. Look here, why don't you go over to the large hall and see if you got any answers?
Yeah, I'll do that. Gee, I'd like to get that money. Kingfish, has you got my mail?
Oh, yeah. Here you is, Andy. I got two letters for you.
Yeah, bills, I bet.
Brother Andy, all I want to do is to help you find Madam Queen by cooperating with you.
Yeah, well, let me see this now. This first one here. Uh-oh. Just what I thought.
What's that?
Say here, dear Mr. Brown, regarding the purchase of a $14 overcoat on which there is still $12 due, we would appreciate a remittance. We are waiting to hear from you so we can close our books for 1937.
What is you going to do, Andy?
Well, a nice letter like this deserve an answer. I'll tell them they can close their books for 37, not to wait for me.
Well, that's the way it'd be fair about it, all right.
Oh, sure. That coat was no bargain, no way. Starting to go at the elbows already.
Yeah.
Here's another letter. Look here. See what this one is.
What is that?
Hey, this must be a mistake.
What do you mean, a mistake?
Well, it ain't a bill.
Oh.
Say here, we take pleasure in announcing that beginning next Tuesday, March the 14th, the Lenox Avenue Beauty Shop will be run under the management and ownership of Madam Queen and a... Hey, wait a minute.
Madam Queen?
Yeah, look here. Didn't it say here in pencil, Dear Andy, I hope that I have the right address and that this reaches you. I know that you never go to beauty parlors, but I won't be open for a few days yet. So why don't you drop over and see me for old time's sake? Signed, Madam Queen. And that's her handwriting.
And I knowed we'd find her. You see what my cooperation has done?
Good old Madam Queen. So long, Kingfish. My ship has done come in.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where are you going, Andy? What you going to do?
I'm going home, get all cleaned up, put on my best suit of clothes, and going over to see Madam Queen.
That's a good idea, Andy. I'll even lend you some of my cologne. There ain't nothing that will make a woman sign on the dotted line quicker than a sweet-smelling man.
So Madam Queen finally has been located, hey, Kingfish?
Yeah, in other words, Henry, after 3 weeks of looking everywhere for her, she finally found Andy.
Yes, well, it's like they say, if the mountain will not come to Mohammed, then Mohammed will go to the mountains.
Yeah, that's what they say, all right, yeah. I gotta remember that.
But now that Andy has done found Madam Queen all by herself, where does we fit in the picture?
Well, now, looking the thing square in the face, Henry, we is really on the outer fringe. But I got an idea how to put this thing over.
What's that?
Look here, I is going over to Andy's right now and give him some tips on how to approach Madam Queen. And get her, you see, to sign the paper.
Yeah.
Now, that'll kind of make Andy obligated to us. And then he'll listen to reason when we tells him how he ought to invest his money in our new big investment company, which we will organize tonight.
How does I look, Kingfish?
Oh, Brother Andy, you look great. You look great. Ain't you going to wear a tie, though?
Yeah, I'm getting Lightning to get one pressed up for me now. He'll be here any second.
Lightning on his way over here.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I still can't get over that after all the trouble that I done went to find Madam Queen, it ends up by her finding me.
Well, like the old saying, Andy, if Mahatma Gandhi goes to the mountains, he's bound to find somebody and all that stuff there.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Oh, I tell you what, them old sayings come in all the time on things like this, and they help you fix them up.
Yeah, they sure is.
Brother Andy, now I'm going to tell you something. The reason I come up here to your room, cause I, your pal, number one, want to help you all I can. Besides finding Madam Queen, I'm going to help you other ways too, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to tell you how to approach Madam Queen.
Yeah, well, I know how to do that. I just go in and ask her if she'll go down to the investment company and sign the thing.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Something wrong there?
Andy, look here. You got about as much delicacy as a sledgehammer. Now, the first thing you got to do is to take her flowers.
Well, I ain't got none.
All right, we'll get some. Yeah, then you got to talk to the gal for a while and win back her friendship.
I is, huh?
Yeah, you know, Andy, it ain't no good for you to bust right in there to her and tell her that you want her to sign something so you can get $600.
It ain't, huh?
No, she liable to go fountain pen shy on you there. Yeah.
Back up. Yeah, I guess you're right. Kind of got to ease into that thing.
Yeah, slide.
But how do you talk to a gal that you ain't seen for 8 years?
Well, the most important thing, talking, you got to make her think that you are still crazy about her. Look, yeah. Andy, let me show you just what to say. Oh. Now, look, you take the part of Madam Queen, and I'll show you what to say. I'll be you. Now, we rehearsed the thing right here.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that.
Yeah, now, you start off by saying, you say, darling, after all these years, you sure do look wonderful. And I'm so happy to see you again.
Yeah, well, I was happy to see you, too.
Mr. Andy, I got your tie press here.
Yeah, all right. I'll be with you in a second, Lightning. Go ahead, Kingfish.
Honey, I'm still crazy about you, and in honor of my deep love and affection, I want you to accept these beautiful flowers.
You want him to accept? What did that you say?
These flowers. Keep still, Lightning, will you?
They is beautiful. I'll wear them right next to my heart.
You know, I keep telling my wife that my eyesight ain't what it used to be.
Listen, Lightning. Listen here. The Kingfish is just telling me what to say to Madam Queen.
Oh, I see now. You is just making believe, huh?
Yeah, leave the tie here and get out of here, will you?
Yes, sir. I'll whiz away.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andy, that give you an idea of the type of thing to start off with. Now, then after giving her enough of that, you bring up the subject of the $600. Yeah. Casualty, of course.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, now, don't bring it up like you care nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know, make her think that you was rich. Just bring it up in an offhand way.
Yeah, well, I think I got the whole idea, Kingfish.
Good. Now, about getting some flowers.
I ain't got a dime.
Yeah, well, I tell you the truth, I flat broke myself. Let me think here.
Yeah, think it. Hey, wait a minute. I got some paper flowers over in my office.
Paper?
Yeah, they're just about 3 years old, and they're still blooming. How about taking a damn?
Well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, come on. Let's go over to my office. These paper flowers sure hold their shape good, don't they, Kingfish?
Yeah, the shape is all right. They could stand a little cleaning, though.
Yeah, let's see. Let me shake them once. The dust has kind of settled on them. Hey, what was that? Little butterfly flew out there then?
That was a moth. Oh. You sure ain't no wool in these flowers?
No. How'd they look?
Well, Andy, them flowers need scrubbing. Gee, I hate to see you give her those. Hey, Andy, who that are here in the back office?
Oh, that's Gabby Gibson. You know, the lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah, I done rent him the back office.
Oh, Gabby Gibson, yeah. Say, look, he usually got some money. Why don't you go back there and try to borrow $5 from him? Then you can get a nice bouquet for Madam Queen.
Yeah, I might try that. I would never give Madam Queen paper flowers.
Yeah, go back and see Gabby. I'll wait out here.
All right. Hello, Gabby.
Oh, hello, Andy. Hello.
How are you getting along?
Oh, working very hard, Andy. Working very hard. Business I can be, yes, indeed.
Making any money?
Make more money than I've made in my life. More than I've made in my life. More money, yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's good. Got money in your pocket, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Got money in my pocket. Yes, pocket full of money. Yes, sir. I'm loaded to the gills right now. I'm really loaded.
Gabby, how about letting me have $5 till Tuesday?
I'm so glad you asked, man. I'm glad you asked me, because you was one of the best friends I got. One of the best friends. And I want you to know, I really want you to know how nice it was for you, how nice to rent me this back office. I was telling my girl last night, I said, Andy Brown's one of the best friends I got, the best friend. And I always wanted a chance to do something for you, to help you if I could. Really want to help you. And right now, I got money in my pocket. I really got money in my pocket. I got the $5. I got the $5, but I ain't going to let you have it.
Ain't gonna let me have it.
Huh? No, sir, you can't have it. Just can't have it. And that's final.
Yeah.
Well, Andy is about set for his first meeting with Madam Queen. Already well primed by the Kingfish, he is now receiving final instructions at Madam Queen's front door.
Well, here's the beauty shop, Andy. Now, before you go in, has you got everything straight?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you got the flowers wrapped up in the wax paper good. All covered up, ain't it?
Yeah, they is covered.
Yeah, you see, Andy, the idea is to let her know that you got flowers for, but not let her know that they is made out of paper till she agrees to sign. You kind of got to use the flowers as kind of a decoy.
Yeah. Well, what if she grabs them from me and unwraps them right away?
Well, then you was on your own. Yeah, now go right on in, Andy, and remember, don't be too anxious on the signature.
Oh.
Go heavy with the love stuff before you get to the signing.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be over at Henry Van Porter's office, so phone me and let me know how you come out.
Right.
Put it there.
Yeah, right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, here I go. Here I go.
So long, we'll be waiting.
Okay. Oh, me. This got to remind me of old times. Madam Queen.
Andy Brown. Why, you dear boy. Let me check off the glasses and look at you. Andy, you ain't changed a bit.
Well, the same to you, honey.
And bringing me flowers. Why, Andy?
Yeah, well, I'll just lay them over here on the table.
You do nothing to the car, and I'll put them right over here in some water.
Well, they'll last. Why don't we just leave them right there?
Oh, no, Andy. Maybe they'll last for a couple of days till I have the opening of the beauty shop.
Well, that's what I want to tell you before you open them up. Honey, before we take the paper off, let me say to you this. The petals of these flowers ain't got the touch that nature brung 'em. They has never been sprinkled with the dew from the heavens. They has never been touched by the birds, the bees, and the butterflies. And the smell. Well, it just ain't there. But I bring you these with the wish that your new beauty shop will last as long as the flowers. There you is.
Oh, you darling boy. Beautiful flowers. And such nice, long stems, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be simply exquisite in the beauty shop.
Yeah, if you don't throw no matches in the vase, they'll last you for years.
Oh, Andy, dear, I just can't get over how well you look.
Yeah, well, you know, darling, after all these years, you sure look wonderful yourself. Oh, I am so happy to see you again.
I'm so glad.
And, honey, I am still crazy about you, too. After all we has been to each other, from now on, I want to be even more than I has been. We ought to be together all the time, Angel, darling.
All right, Andy, turn it off. What you after?
Who, me?
Look, Andy, I've known you a long time. And when you get that squinty look around your eyes, and I hear that little stuff bubbling out, I knows there's something cooking.
Oh, listen. Listen, honey, I is a changed man. I meant what I said.
You mean all that stuff about still being crazy about me was really and truly on the level, and you ain't softening me up for nothing?
Oh, how can you say that? Of course, there might be some little thing that come up I might think of later.
I see. Still the same old Andy.
No, I wouldn't say that. I is different in a lot of ways than I was when you seed me last. One thing, I've been making a lot of money.
Really?
Oh, sure. I is a rich man and all that stuff. And, of course, I gets a lot of letters, too. Got one this morning. Mentioned your name in it, but I tore it up, throw it away.
What was it about, Andy?
Oh, let me see. What was that? I'm dealing in finances so much, I can't remember nothing no more. Oh, yeah, I remember. You remember a few years ago, I put some money in a investment company and a joint account between the two of us?
Sure, I remember. That's when you and me was looking forward to having a little house of our own someday.
Yeah.
I guess that was just a dream, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, but it was a pretty dream. Remember the living room that we was going to have?
Mm-hmm,
nice fireplace with a love seat in front of it?
Yes, indeed.
Then in one corner, a big wing-back chair where you could sit and do your sewing. And in the other corner, a pool table for me and the boys.
Remember that, Andy? Whatever happened to that investment company? It failed or something, didn't it?
Well, it seems that they written me a letter saying that if I could get you to sign some paper with me, that I could get my money back.
Oh, so that's it. You want my signature.
Oh, well, you know, I don't like to bother you with a lot of writing. Gotta sign your name, maybe get ink all over your hands and all that business.
Look, Andy, if it's my signature you want, you don't have to beat around the bush. The money's all yours. I'll be glad to sign it for you. When you want me to do it? You must be anxious to get it done.
Oh, no, I ain't anxious. Could you go down there now?
Well, I'm expecting a carpenter and a painter to come today. Say, how would it be if I went down in the morning with you?
Well, all right. I could pick you up by daybreak.
No, Andy, let's make it by 9:00 in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, daybreak. I'll be here at 9:00 sharp.
So you see, honey, you didn't have to tell me all them things you told me before to get my heart all aflutter. I'd have signed the thing anyway.
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't say that just to get you to sign. Honey, when I walked in that door, my heart kind of vibrated a little, too.
Oh, Andy, this is just like old times.
Oh, come in, Amos, come in.
Well, hello there, Andy. I hear some news, son. I hear some news.
Yeah?
See, I hear that you has done found Madam Queen and that y'all is going to sign the papers together at 9:00 this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right.
Oh, yes, that's good, Andy. I sure was glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm on my way over there to get her right now.
Well, you know, I just took a chance. I said to Ruby this morning when I get up, when I heard that thing, I said, I'm going over now and take a chance to come down here to your office. I thought you might be hanging around here.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I never remember seeing you up this early in the morning, 8:30.
Yeah, and it sure do feel strange, too. I got a funny feeling walking down here. You know something? The only people on the streets was people going to work.
Tell me, Andy, how does it feel to see Madam Queen after all these years?
Well, she's still a nice gal, Amos.
You think you've fallen in love with her again, Andy?
Oh, I don't know, Amos. When I see her yesterday, I felt a little feverish. Of course, I don't know whether that's going to turn into love or the flu.
Now, Henry, here's the thing. When Andy and Madam Queen come out of the investment company with the money, we want to be right down there in waiting for them right at the entrance.
A charming idea.
Now, look here. You and me will play like we just happened to meet down there, and we'll start talking about an investment like it's just between the two of us, you see.
Yes, that's good.
Now, then when Andy overhears us and gets interested, we rushes him right over to your office, takes his money, and makes him a stockholder.
Well, now, wait a minute. The only thing is, Kingfish, I don't think that we'll get that money away from Andy unless we give him some kind of a stock certificate or something to show our good faith.
Yeah, well, now, look here. I done tried everywhere, Henry, and the only thing I could find was my wife's public school diploma. Now, it looked a little like a stock certificate, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I took it away from home. I got it here with me. And by rubbing out her name and making a few changes, I think it's going to be all right. Here it is.
Well, how in the world could you change that to look like a stock certificate?
Yeah, well, I'll read it to you. See here. This is the certify that Andrew H. Brown, having successfully completed his work in the New York public school system, hereafter known as the Acme Investment Company. You see, I got that. Mr. Brown is hereby graduated on this 10th day of March, 1944, into a preferred $600 stockholder. See?
Very good.
Signed Frank T. Evans, Superintendent of the Board of Educational Investments.
Mm-hmm.
There you are, Henry. That sounds smooth enough, don't it?
Yes, and in case he ever needs an education background, he can always reconvert it back into a diploma.
Yeah, now, let's get to the place where Andy and Madam Queen is going to get the money and be waiting out in front.
There you is, mister. There's my signature.
Oh, thank you very much. And, Madam Queen, will you sign right on that line, please?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, honey. Right there, right there.
All right, now, how do you want the money?
Well, give it to me in fives and ones, but give me one $50 bill to wrap around outside.
All right, fine.
We ain't been downtown together in a long time, Andy.
No, you know something? Your eyes is getting prettier, honey.
Thank you, darling.
Look at him. Count that money.
Andy, I done thought about you a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you something too, honey. I has done took out other girls, but I ain't never found nobody to take your place.
Here you are, 600.
Oh, thank you, sir. Boy, look at that horse choking roll. Let me get this 50 on the outside and get this in my pocket.
What you doing, Andy?
Well, I brung a safety pin along to pin my pocket shut. Yeah, you know, honey, I never will forget the times we has done had together.
I thought about you a lot, and I didn't know whether to write you or not.
Yeah, we sure had a lot of plans together, didn't we, sweetheart?
Sure did. I still got your picture on my dress.
Oh, sure enough?
Mm-hmm.
Henry, we've been standing out in front of this place waiting for them for 20 minutes. I wish they'd come on out.
Well, I checked on the side door, and that ain't open. They can't get out that way.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Here they come. Everything is working great.
Well, Kingfish, Henry.
Madam Queen.
Hello, Madam Queen.
Kingfish. Well, Henry Van Porter, let me take off my glasses and look at you.
Yeah, well, this sure is a coincidence to run into y'all down here.
Yes, for sure is. I ain't seen y'all in a long time.
Yes, it's been ages. Charming to see you again.
Oh, sure is charming. Yeah, how'd you come out there, Andy?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's great. You know, me and Henry has got one of the greatest investments in the world.
We sure have.
600, huh, Andy?
600.
Oh, this is even a greater investment than we thought it was.
Oh, by far.
Oh, you know, Madam Queen, we want to help Andy. You got a great fella there.
I say he's a great fella.
Oh, sure is.
You know what he done? He just slapped the whole $600 into trust fund in both our names.
And neither one of us can draw a penny out for 5 years.
Next Friday evening at this same time, we will again bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Be sure to be with us then. That's next Friday over these same stations. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for all of us, bidding all of you a pleasant good night.